Of all things, leadership tip. As you plan your mutual activities, remember to delegate. As you make assignments, be sure to follow a few simple steps to help things flow more smoothly. 1. Identify the tasks that need to be accomplished. 2. Assign those tasks, write down the names of the people you assign them to, and be sure they also write a note to remind themselves what they need to do. 3. Follow up on the assignments you made. You might just make a quick phone call to ask people to report to you by a certain day. 4. Always remember to thank those who have helped you and to recognize their efforts. Right away. This right away is for all you missionaries. We want to hear what your Christmas was like. Where did you serve? How did you decorate? What experiences did you have? Send your story and related photos to Missionary Christmas, New Era, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Scripture Power. A new year means a new opportunity to commit to reading the Scriptures daily. Each day as you read, you can pray for guidance. Study the Book of Mormon for at least 10 minutes daily. You will have a strengthened testimony of the Book of Mormon and the Savior. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said, "No recreational pleasure can equal the cleansing renewal and the spiritual guidance and growth God has promised those who faithfully partake of the sacrament and honor Him each Sabbath day." Ensign, May 2002, page 33. End of the article, Of All Things. Gospel Classics, Light and Truth, by Elder Bruce R. McConkie, 1915 to 1985, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. We have a glorious message for the world. We announce boldly that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ has been restored in our day. We say that the heavens have been opened. We say that revelation is coming anew. We say that God speaks today as He spoke anciently. We say that every gift and power and grace ever had by the ancient saints has been restored. There is no proclamation like this in all the world. What is the gospel? The gospel is the plan of salvation. It is all of the laws and ordinances needed to save and exalt man. It is the system that enables us to take the souls that we possess and qualify them to go where God and Christ are. We believe that God loves all His children, and that He has offered or will offer to all of them His saving truths. Whenever He offers these saving truths to men, it is called a dispensation of the gospel. This means that He reveals the gospel anew from heaven to men on earth. The plan of salvation was first revealed in Adam's day. It has been revealed in various dispensations since that time. When it was first revealed, it was done in three ways. 1. Man heard the voice of God. 2. Angels administered to man. 3. The gift of the Holy Ghost was poured out upon man. By these means, men learned what they must do to be saved. To be saved is to return to the presence of God our Father. Those who are saved have eternal peace and rest and joy in His kingdom. He has followed this pattern in all the succeeding dispensations. Our dispensation. The dispensation in which we live is named the dispensation of the fullness of times. This means that all the light and truth and knowledge of the past is being funneled into this dispensation. We would draw a picture in this way. Every dispensation of the past is like a great river. The present dispensation is like a great ocean. All of the rivers of the past flow into the ocean of the present. We have received again every key and power and right that the ancient saints had. Once again, the voice of God has been heard. Once again, angels have ministered from His presence. Once again, the church and kingdom of God has been set up. All of these wondrous things began in the spring of 1820. The person chosen of God to be His prophet was named Joseph Smith, Jr. This young man desired to know which of all the churches was right. He poured out his soul to God in humble prayer. The hour had then come for the opening of the new dispensation. Messengers from eternity appeared. The young man was told that if he were true and faithful, he would be the instrument in the hands of the Lord for restoring again the fullness of the everlasting gospel. He was true to the trust given him. In process of time, line upon line, the gospel was restored. The Lord had to restore the knowledge and doctrines that the ancient saints had. In large measure, he did this by giving a new volume of Scripture. We believe the Bible to be the Word of God. We accept it fully and completely. We study it and try to live in harmony with its teachings. But in addition, we have another great volume of Scripture. The Book of Mormon is a history of God's dealings with the ancient inhabitants of the Americas. In it is recorded the plan of salvation. It tells what men have to do to be saved. It is in perfect and complete harmony with the Bible. It expands and clarifies many doctrines. It is a new witness for Christ. Two great truths. There are two great truths that men must believe to gain salvation. The first great truth is that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that he was crucified for the sins of the world, that he ransoms all men from the temporal and spiritual death brought into the world by the fall of Adam, that salvation is in Christ. We reverence him as the Son of God. We bear witness of his holy name. The second great truth that men must believe is this: God has, in these last days, restored the fullness of his everlasting gospel. He has called prophets and legal administrators again. He has set up his earthly kingdom once again. He has given the power to bind on earth and seal in heaven. What the restoration means for us. Now, incident to these great truths, there are many others. I single out the fact that God has given in this day eternal family units. This is a sample of the doctrines of the restoration. It means that in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we are married for time and for all eternity. The family unit that commences here will continue in the eternal world. This is the noblest concept that can enter the heart of man. God has revealed to me by the power of the Holy Ghost that there has been a glorious and wondrous restoration in our day. I am a witness of that fact. I can assert it with absolute certainty. But any living soul who will obey the same law will come to know in his heart the same thing that I know in my heart. The way God speaks is by the pouring out of the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now I suggest that you ponder in your heart these things. God grant that the light of investigation and truth may be in the hearts of all men everywhere. Those who receive the truth will have joy in this life. They will be inheritors of eternal life in the world to come. Note, adapted from an address delivered at a 1976 area conference in Tahiti, originally printed in the December 1976 New Era. End of note. End of the article, Gospel Classics, Light and Truth, by Elder Bruce R. McConkie, 1915 to 1985, of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Instant Messages. Talking to Dad, by Stephanie Schofield. My dad is not a member of the church. I love spending time with him, but it was hard to keep the Sabbath day holy when I was with him. I never wanted to hurt his feelings by not going to a movie or shopping with him on Sundays, so for a while I ignored the matter. When I got a little older, I realized that what I was doing wasn't right. I finally sat down and told my dad how I felt. Surprisingly, he didn't mind. He was understanding enough to help me with the problem. Talking to someone about your beliefs isn't always easy, but it isn't as scary as it seems. Let people know how you feel. For me, it worked out in the end. Note: Stephanie Schofield is a member of the Hobble Creek 7th Ward, Springville, Utah, Hobble Creek Steak. End of note. Keeping the Faith by Jordy Stallings. When it comes to challenges in the gospel, I don't usually have the support of my family. I'm the only active church member in my family besides my sister who is away at college. This sometimes feels like an enormous burden on my shoulders. I know that my family is watching me closely, and my mistakes could hurt more than just me. Sometimes I become frustrated watching bad things happen in my family when I know that the gospel could help. I used to try to force the gospel on my family. I would ask my mom, "If you really loved me, wouldn't you want to be sealed to me forever?" Although life with my family has been challenging, it has also been rewarding. I'm gaining a stronger testimony of the blessings and happiness that come from the gospel. I've stopped trying to force or scare my family into going to church, and I'm trying to lead with love rather than with fear. Whenever my little sister comes to church, it fills my soul with joy. I know a seed of faith has been planted, and being a good example to her has become my greatest blessing. Note, Jordy Stallings is a member of the Murtaugh First Ward, Kimberly, Idaho, Stake. End of note. No Challenge Too Great by Seth Adam Smith. In elementary school, I was overweight. I remember stepping onto the scale every morning, praying that I had lost just 1 pound. Sometimes I came home in tears because of my schoolmates' cutting remarks. My older brother and sister, David and Shannon, also had their challenges. When David was 1 year old, he was severely burned. Scars covered his hands, arms, stomach, and legs. Shannon had a walking disability and was born with a slower mental capacity that often made her act younger than she was. Almost daily, children at school made fun of them. Despite their trials, my brother and sister looked to Christ in everything they did. Both of them served honorable missions. Their humility, constant faith, and perseverance provided wonderful examples. They are everything I want to become. In this life, we may be criticized and persecuted. That's part of why we came here, to rise above the persecution and become stronger because of it. David, Shannon, and I are better people today for having been faithful in difficult experiences. I often say that everything given to us in life can be either a blessing or a curse. The strength of one's heart determines which it is. Note, Seth Adam Smith is a member of the Farmington 15th Ward, Farmington, Utah, North Stake. End of note. Is It True? By Crystal Jones. When I was 12, I started to question everything about the gospel. For a couple of years, I struggled with my testimony. I never seemed to feel the Spirit. Many times in my personal prayers, I begged my Father in heaven in tears to let me feel the Spirit and know the church was true. I was often disappointed. Despite struggling, I got more involved with the Scriptures and found one verse in the book of Ether that really helped me. "But he that believeth these things which I have spoken, him will I visit with the manifestations of my Spirit, and he shall know and bear record. For because of my Spirit, he shall know that these things are true." Ether chapter 4, verse 11. Because of this scripture, I began to trust the Lord and believe the gospel was true, trusting that he would confirm his words. I don't remember exactly when I first started to feel the Spirit. Instead, I gradually became aware that I had felt the Spirit many times throughout my life and simply hadn't recognized it. I testify that if you sincerely seek to feel the Spirit, you will. I know that prayer is so very real, and that every sincere prayer is answered. Above all, I know that Jesus Christ is my Savior, and that he knows and loves me, and each one of us personally. Note, Crystal Jones is a member of the Alma Ninth Ward, Chandler, Arizona, Alma Stake. End of note. Instant Messages is a new section that features personal experiences, favorite hymns and scriptures, and other uplifting thoughts. If you have a personal experience that has strengthened your testimony, and you'd like us to consider it for instant messages, please send it to New Era, Instant Messages, 50 East North Temple Street, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or email us at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Please limit submissions to 300 words. They may be edited for length and clarity. End of the section, Instant Messages.